Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm House Democratic Whip, House District 62, which is South Fulton, part of South Fulton in Douglas County. And I represent House District 62. My name is Representative William Bowden.
Thank you. So, you know, one thing that stood out when you were making your speech is how passionate this is to you,
yes.
How close to your heart is. Why is this so important?
My dad died from heart disease in 2012. And luckily, my family, we had pretty good insurance through his company at the time, that he could fight that battle. He fought that battle for almost 8 years. When he basically had a cardiac arrest back in June of 2012, he was able to go to the best hospital, I would say Piedmont, and be able to fight that for another 8 weeks. But if he did not have the health care, he would not be able to been with us for so long. That 8 years could have been 8 months or 8 days. So I'm very passionate about it because I see it and I've lived it myself personally and know how important healthcare coverage and accessible access to healthcare coverage is in the state of Georgia.
Can you explain for those who may not understand a lot of the terminology, a lot of the legal jargon, exactly what Governor Kemp's waiver will mean to them?
So basically what Governor Kemp's waiver would do, it would take 100% of the federal guideline level or below. That could be anyone from making $7,000 to probably $12,000 a year, and it would cover those people. However, we got another $12,500 to almost $18,000 or some of you say $20,000 that may not be covered. So it's a 38% gap that we could cover by going up to the full 138% level. So we're stating that why exclude 38% of the population that actually needs their health care when we have the opportunity to draw down that federal money from the government, almost $9 billion, which the state is losing every year.
Would this include people with disabilities or that's already on assistance?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It will include individuals with disabilities, citizens who have conditions such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease. So that's one of the reasons why we're so passionate about it, because we have a whole segment of the population, some say could be almost up to 500,000 to 600,000 people that could be covered if Governor Kemp decided to do the right thing and expand and fully expand Medicaid here in the state of Georgia.
For those who may hear this after the December 3rd, what else can they do? I know you mentioned signing a petition.
Signing a petition, definitely. Also, pick up the phone. I will call the governor's office and ask him not to move forward with the Medicaid waivers. Also, reach out to your state senator and your state representative and voice your opinion against this, the Kemp waivers. We have a lot of things we could do up until the time that those waivers are mailed to D.C.
A lot of people are a little discouraged right now in the current political climate. They're thinking that their voice or their petition, signing petitions, doesn't matter, but it does.
It does. It does matter. I can tell you, when a governor or elected official gets a box of petitions on their desk, it raises the eye and it gets their attention. So I would ask our citizens to please sign those petitions and get them in as soon as possible.
And what's the website again for the petition?
www.coverga.org, or you could go to www.stopkempwaivers.com.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.